This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And here's our host, Mark Richards.
Hello, Starcaders, and welcome. We're backstage warming up to today's action, and our two players are getting ready to compete on some very exciting video arcade games. Players, are you about ready?
Right.
Come on, let's play Starcade. Starcaders, I'd like to have you meet our two contestants on the program. We have John Burke and Amy Eskin, and both of our two contestants have been teamed up based on their game playing ability. And right now, John and Amy, I've got some good news for you, because one of you at the end of the program will have the opportunity to go for the grand prize, your very own video arcade game, and there it is right behind us, and it's Wacko! All right? Great prize. Now let's find out more about our contestants. John, tell us about you.
My name is John Burke. I'm in the sixth grade. I'm 12 years old. My hobbies are playing tennis and making models. I'd like to be a pediatrician when I grow up.
You like tennis? Are you a real good tennis player?
Not really, but I'm amateur, kind of.
Let me ask you a question. If you can play against anybody else in a tennis match, who would you play against?
Vila Gerlaitis.
Are you better than him?
No.
Well, maybe someday you will be. Nice to have you with us on the show, and good luck to you, John. Let's meet your opponent, and this is Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hi. My name's Amy Eskin. I'm 10 years old. I'm in the fifth grade, and I play piano. I've been playing it for 4 years, and my hobbies are mainly piano. That's what I like to do.
And your mom's a writer, and you said to me a while ago that you'd like to be a writer.
True.
What kind of stuff would you like to write?
I'd like to write children's stories and poems.
Nice to have you with us on the program. Good luck to you. John and Amy, shake hands, if you will. Take your places at the podium. Let's get ready to play Starcade. Right now, Kevin, please tell us about the five games on the program.
Game number one today, Q-Bert, a peculiar happy hopping creature. Game two is Pooyan, a piggy adventure of motherly love. Game number three today, Pengo, a chilly run through an ice block field. Game four is Burger Time. Help Chef Peter Pepper build a burger. And game five on Starcade, Popeye, the man himself trying to reach the sweet olive oil.
Amy and John, those are the five games. Attached to one of those games is a valuable prize. If you select that game, the prize is yours.
Today's mystery game is Popeye.
Good luck to both of you. Here's your very first question. In the game Tutankham, you are traveling through a Sphinx, or B, Pyramid. John, you buzzed first.
Pyramid.
Right, Pyramid. Good. John, that means you have the advantage right now. Which one of the five games would you like to play?
Penjo.
Pango. Pango. You got it. And here's Kevin to tell us all about Pango.
Pango the penguin swaggers his way through an ice block field, avoiding the snow bees, crumbling ice blocks in his way, and trying to line up the three diamond blocks in a row for big points. He can score extra points by freezing a bee against a wall, or crumbling the flashing blocks where the snow bee eggs are hatching. Or Pango can stop a snow bee with an ice block. The whimsical Pango, master of the ice.
Very interesting game, John. We're going to give you 60 seconds on our time clock. Get as many points as you possibly can. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Turn around to playing position. Ready? Begin.
Thank you.
890 points. Good score. Better than I've ever done on this game.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, and let's see how Amy does. Come on down here, Amy. How do you feel about that score?
Well, I'd like to make that score a little bit higher.
Oh, that's positive thinking. Amy, 60 seconds on the time clock. Good luck to you. Into playing position. Ready, begin. It's a close match so far, and we'll be back with Amy and John to see which of our Starcaders picks our next game on Starcade right after these words.
Today's grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Wacko. It's a wacky world of weird monsters changing to mutant monsters and back again with Captain Coozer flitting about in his saucer in pursuit. The arcade game Wacko, furnished by Midway Manufacturing Company. And now back to Starcade with Mark Richards.
Thank you, Kevin. And as I said just a while ago, it's a close game. You know how close it is? I'll tell you right now. John, you have a total of 890 points. Amy, you have a total of 890 points. It's the first time we've had a tie after one game of competition. And here's what we're going to do. There's no catching up to be done because you're both even. Whoever has the highest number of points at the end of the next game and the next round of competition gets to go for the first prize round. So good luck to both of you. We have four games remaining. Here is your next question. What is the first floating fruit in the game Ms. Pac-Man? John?
Cherry.
Yeah, you're right. Or strawberries. It's cherries. You've got it. And as I mentioned, we have four games remaining. Q-Bert, Poo-Yan, Burger Time, or Popeye. Which one will it be, John? Remember, there's still a valuable prize attached to one of those four games.
Popeye.
And you got it. You picked the right game. You've got yourself a prize, and let's find out what it is, Kevin.
These Parker Brothers home video game cartridges based on popular arcade games, exciting movie themes, and comic book adventures. The challenge awaits you, furnished by Parker Brothers.
Off to a good start, John. And right now, let's find out about the Popeye game.
Well, blow me down, mates. It's me, Popeye, catching hearts, musical notes, and words of love tossed to me by my sweet olive oil. Performing me duty by punching out a few obstacles thrown in me way and giving Bluto a licking after I've had me spinach. Fighting off the sea hag and her vulturous companion with me friends Sweet Pea and Wimpy putting in an appearance. What a way to spend me day, because I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
All right. Right now, what we're going to do, John, is give you 50 seconds on the clock this time, 10 seconds shyer than what we had before, and that means you've got to play extra hard. The score is tied up right now at 890 points apiece. Whoever has the most amount of points at the end of this game between you and Amy plays our first prize round. Feel all right?
Yep.
Good.
Turn around to playing position, please. Good luck to you, John. Ready, begin.
Thank you.
excellent score, 7,330 points. Go on back to the podium, and right now, Amy, it's going to be tough. That's a good score.
But I'm going to make higher.
Oh, that's what we... Did you hear that, John? She's going to do better than that. Good luck to you again. 50 seconds on the clock. You've got to do a lot better.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Amy. Into playing position, please. Ready? Begin. Amy, 5,600, really, take my word for it, 5,600 points. Let's go on back to the podium, and both of you, John and Amy, let's see how you've done. And whoever has the high score right now plays our first prize round. John, at the end of two games, you have a grand total of 8,220 points. Amy, let's take a look at your score. You have 6,490. John, you win. Congratulations to you. Come on down here. We're going to play the first prize round, John. We'll show you the playing fields of four video arcade games. You identify them correctly, and you'll win these prizes. Kevin?
For three correct answers, it's the Cobraphone cordless telephone, letting you receive and place calls anywhere inside or outside your home. Model CP99S features attractive styling and concealed antennas. Enjoy cordless phoning with a Cobraphone. And for four correct answers, John, you'll win the Redline PL20 Carrera, the state-of-the-art in bicycle motocross. P for pro performance, L for lightning fast, the Redline PL Carrera, the best in bicycle motocross.
John, how would you like to win those prizes?
I'd love to.
Well, we want you to win. Turn around. Let's take a look. And good luck to you. Identify these video games. Let's look at number one. John, is this Safari or Jungle Hunt?
Safari.
No, I'm sorry. That is Jungle Hunt. Number two. Is this Gorf or Earth Invaders?
Gorf.
Right. Number three. Pole Position or Race Speedway?
Pole Position.
Yes. Number four. John, is this Bump and Jump or Reactor?
Reactor.
You got it. 3 out of 4. John, you've won yourself a great prize. Congratulations to you. And we'll be back with another round of competition on Starcade between John and Amy, and we'll find out what our next game is right after these words. Welcome back to Starcade. And Amy, I've got to ask you a question. You might think this is pretty dumb, but you're not married, are you?
No, I'm not.
You know, we've been noticing you and John would make an excellent couple. What do you think, John?
I don't think so.
Oh.
In other words, not a chance.
Oh, John. That's... You don't mean that, do you, Amy?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Well, right now, we're going to let you know that many of the video arcade games you see on our show are seen for the first time anywhere on Starcade. So if you're set, we have another round of competition. Only 40 seconds remaining in this round for this next game, and we're going to put the squeeze on both of you. Less time, you've got to work a lot harder. Whoever has the highest score at the end of this game plays the super prize round, and one of you go on for the grand prize, your very own video arcade game, and of course, today, it's the Wacko game. So if you're set, good luck to both of you. Here's your next question. In the game Zebius, the player is at the controls of his A, Sobolo Super Spacecraft, or B, Super Space Module XZ2. John.
Super Space Module XZ2?
No, it's the Sobolo Super Spacecraft. Amy, you get to choose the next game. Amy, we have three games remaining. We have Q-Bert, Puyan, and Burger Time. Which one will it be?
Q-Bert.
Q-Bert, please tell us about Q-Bert, if you will, Kevin.
Cubert is a nosy fellow that hops around changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc. All green objects are safe to hit and add points. But be careful, Cubert could fall off as he tries to change all the cubes to one color. Cubert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
Amy, the pressure is on you right now. Only 40 seconds on the time clock. If you get more points on this game than John does, you play the super prize round. You all set to play?
I sure am.
We wish you lots of luck in the playing position, please, Amy. Ready and begin. Points. Come on down, John. Your turn to play. Cubert. And you know what happens. If you beat Amy's score, you get to play the super prize round. Do you think you can do it?
I hope so.
Well, we hope so, too. Turn around. Again, 40 seconds on our time clock. The pressure's on you, John. Ready? Begin. One of you two will play the super prize round, and as you know, it is close, right, Amy? We'll tell you how close it is right now. John, for the Cubert game, you have a total of 1,175 points. Amy, you have a total of 1,200 points, and you've got it by 25. Close game. John, you played the first prize round. Amy, come on down. It's your turn to win some prizes. We're going to show you, Amy, the playing fields of four video arcade games. You identify them correctly, and here's Kevin to tell you what you just might win. Kevin?
For three correct answers, Amy, you'll win the Sicy Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sicy's provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player. Sicy's. And for four correct answers, Amy, it's the Texas Instruments home computer and monitor for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the home computer and monitor from Texas Instruments.
What great prizes. You like to take them home with you, right?
Yes.
Well, we wish you luck. Turn around, Amy. Let's take a look at the first playing field. Amy, tell me right now, is this Solar Fox or Pulsator?
Pulsator.
No, I'm sorry. That's Solar Fox. Let's go with number 2. Is this game Robotron or Savior?
Robotron.
Yes. Number 3, Wild Western or Roundup?
Roundup.
Right you are. And number 4, The Pit or Caverns?
The Pit.
You got it. 3 out of 4. Congratulations, Amy. You've won yourself a great prize. Now we're going to take a break and come back and find out which of our two contestants between John and Amy has the highest total of points and goes for the grand prize, the Wacko Video Arcade game, right after these words. Welcome back to Starcade. A very good match today. You both had a chance to go to the prize round. You played the first prize round. You played the super prize round. You won some great prizes. But right now, let's see which one of our two contestants has the highest total of points for the day and will play for the big prize, your very own video arcade game. John, at the end of three games on the program, you have a total of 9,395 points. Amy, your grand total, 7,690. John, you're the winner. Congratulations, John. Amy, you've been a great contestant. We have some prizes for you. We hope you had some fun with us today.
I sure did.
Nice to have you with us. John, right now, decision time. We have two games remaining on Starcade, Puyan and Burger Time. Let me tell you right now, John, if you select Puyan, you must score 3,500 points in a 30-second time period. And if you select Burger Time, you must score more than 1,240. Now, those are the average scores based on 20 people playing those same games for a 30-second time period. Decision time. Which one, John, will it be?
Burger Time.
Burger Time? Do you have any special reason for selecting Burger Time?
I like the game.
You like it? Let's see how well it does for you. Kevin, please tell us about Burger Time.
Help Chef Peter Pepper build a burger. Collect patties, cheese, lettuce, and buns. For bonus points, catch the pursuing hot dog, egg, and pickle in the burger. And if you can't catch them, immobilize them briefly by shaking Pepper their way. Complete a burger on the platter and feast on your success. It's Burger Time.
Good luck to you. We want you to win. 30 seconds on our time clock. Ready, begin. Congratulations, you did it, you got it, and you've won the Wacko Video Arcade Game. John, why don't you go look at your prize? Go look at your prize. Thank you all for being with us, and everyone at home, thank you for joining us on Starcade. We'll see you next time. Until then, this is Mark Wishes. Thank you for being with us, and bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
JM Production.